Okay, I call this Senate Resources Committee meeting to order. Today is Friday, May 2nd, 2025. The time is 4:14. Please turn off all cell phones. Members present, Senator Hughes, Senator Myers, Senator Dunbar, Senator Kawasaki, myself, Wilikowski, Senator Klayman is online, Senator Geisel is excused. We have a quorum to conduct business. I want to thank our recording secretary, Heather, and helping us from the Juneau LAO is Suzanne. Today's agenda, we have HJR 15, Wildfire Preparedness, and Senate Bill 131, Duties of ASME Board, Meaning of Seafood. Senate Bill 75 has been removed from today's calendar. We'll start with HJR 15, Wildfire Preparedness. Here today to present is from Representative Holland's office. Do we have someone? Why don't you step forward? We also have Norm McDonald, Deputy Director of Fire from the Alaska Division of Forestry. And we have Representative Holland. Please come to the table, put yourself on the record, give us a brief refresh of what this resolution does.
Great. Good afternoon. I'm Kai Holland. I'm the representative for House District 9. The House Joint Resolution 15 is a product of community work that's been done over the last 4 months to raise awareness and concern about the fire danger in this 2025 season, but also to bring broader awareness to the work that we can do to understand how we can better prepare across multiple agencies, as well as how we can better mobilize citizens and residents to be able to understand what they can do to protect their homes, be ready in the event of a possible evacuation, as well as understand how and where they can access critical, up-to-date, timely information. So it's been a really rewarding opportunity. I want to really acknowledge the work and support of the Division of Forestry and the many different local fire agencies that have contributed to this work. In particular, I'm really excited to share news that we got Monday that this work has helped lead to the ability to identify resources that have added a additional helicopter that will be stationed in Anchorage for 100 days starting in May 15th. This has been identified across the hillside as a critical area for that area of the state to be able to have a more rapid response and additional capability than we've had before. So it's really remarkable to see the work that has been done, but I also acknowledge that the fire danger exists across the state in many different areas, and this resolution was meant to help highlight the breadth of this concern and the work that we could do to reduce that. So I appreciate the time that we've had. I do understand Division of Forestry is available. If there are questions, I'm available if you'd like to dive into anything else. But thank you for the time that this has gotten here.
Okay, thank you, and that's great news about the helicopter. I know it's a huge issue in East Anchorage as well. Any questions for the bill sponsor, resolution sponsor?
Just a comment.
Yes, Senator Kawasaki.
Just a really quick comment, because this came up in a prior issue related to the names of the communities and the cities, and I'm wondering, is there a reason why there were some that were left out and some that weren't, some first-class cities that were left out?
Sure. Thank you. Through the chair to Senator Kawasaki. It's been a work in process. You know, we started with a couple communities just to kind of establish the breadth of the intent behind this, and then we started adding in some regions. If I had it to do one more time, I would probably have found a different way to acknowledge the breadth of the different regions without trying to call out any one community at the risk of leaving somebody out. So I do apologize if we've left somebody out. We were attempting to convey that this was of interest to, you know, many areas, as well as some named communities that got in there. But you'll notice also the phrasing that acknowledged that in many cases we're seeing fire danger in emerging areas that have never seen fire danger before, particularly out in the rural tundra fires that we saw recently. So there was certainly no intent to be trying to suggest that the fire danger was in specific areas. It just was a work in process over the last month or two of adding in folks. So I apologize if we missed anybody, but it was meant to be inclusive.
Senator Hughes.
Thank you, and I'll dovetail on that because we were looking at a conceptual amendment. We kind of realized, well, it's pretty much the whole state. But one of the things that really jumped out on me on the maps is the Aleutian Chain. And I don't know if the Aleutian Chain has ever had been an area for fires, but I don't recall it. And I always think of it as being a bit like Southeast with lots of rain. So I do find it fascinating as Southeast also being on that map. So I appreciate it. You're highlighting this, and I think the LA fires, watching that on the news, has made us realize in the urban areas how disastrous it would be. And we always need to stand guard. And I would say just being here in Juneau this session and the lack of snow compared to, I think it was just last session, where we were digging out our cars very often. It's clear we've had a dry winter. Southeast has had a dry winter, and apparently the Aleutian Chain is. So I just want to highlight that area of the state that didn't quite get listed but is covered by your other high-risk zones.
Very good. Thank you. Through the chair, if I may. You know, I would appreciate that and agree entirely. You know, from my standpoint, I would suggest that also for those of us that watched the Lahaina fire in Hawaii, to realize that even Hawaii could suffer a devastating fire of this sort, to me, was a really significant wake-up call also. So the tundra fires the last couple of years, Hawaii is showing us that we need to be vigilant in many new areas that we haven't thought of before, including Southeast. So thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other questions? I don't see any. Are there any amendments? I don't see any in the packet. Are there any amendments? Okay, I don't see any. Move on to public testimony. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing no one, is there anyone online that would like to testify? I don't see anyone. Okay, with that, we'll close public testimony. Is there any further discussion on this resolution from committee members? I don't hear any. I'll look to the will of the committee. Senator Dunbar.
Mr. Chair, I move to report committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 15 CRA, Work Order 34-LS0726/Golf, out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Legislative legal has the authority to make any technical and conforming changes.
Is there any objection? I don't see any. Seeing no objection, HCR 15 is moved from committee. Thank you, Representative Holland.
Thank you, Chair, and to the committee. I appreciate the time.
Okay. Will members please stay after the committee to sign the transmittal paperwork? Okay, we'll move on to Senate Bill 131. Duties of ASME Board, meaning of seafood. Here to present is Greg Smith, Communications Director, Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. Could you please come forward and give us a brief refresher of this bill?
Thank you, Chair Wilikowski, members of the Senate Resources Committee. A quite relatively simple bill. Currently, under statute, ASME is prohibited from promoting aquatic farm products, things like cultivated oysters or seaweed. This bill would remove that prohibition in statute and allow ASME to promote those products.
Okay, any questions? I don't see any. I understand there's an amendment submitted to the committee. Senator Dunbar, would you like to move your first amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Amendment A2.
And I'll object for the purpose of discussion. Senator Dunbar, would you please speak to your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in this bill, there is a reference to, so on the second page, section 2, subsection 7, there are reference to aquatic farms. I've been speaking with folks in the industry, and I think we all have been to a number of these trade meetings in the last few years. The term that is more modern is mariculture. Mariculture is the term that is used more often now. And so I wanted to work mariculture into the section. That is, it's a mariculture product, not an aquatic farm product. Folks don't really use that term in the industry anymore, although it does exist in our law. And this amendment refers to aquatic farm product because aquatic farm product is defined in our law, and I didn't want to go through the other part of our law and make that change. It would make a larger change to our law. But hopefully starting to shift our law to reflect the actual nomenclature used in the industry.
Okay, great. Is there any discussion of the amendment? Yeah. Senator Kawasaki.
Yeah, thank you. I had a question for the sponsor of the amendment, Maricultural Products. It's mentioned twice in this amendment. I'm just curious, is that an adverb or an adjective, or should it read Mariculture Products?
Actually, I had a discussion with the gentleman from ASME earlier today, and I think that mariculture makes more sense. That is to say, they don't really use the term maricultural. It should be mariculture. And so I would entertain a conceptual amendment if you wanted to make one.
Yeah, I'd move a conceptual amendment to change maricultural to mariculture in the two instances in the amendment.
Okay, so to reflect, as I understand it, there's a motion, there's an amendment to the amendment to change maricultural on line 3 to mariculture and maricultural on line 5 in the amendment to mariculture as well. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Is there any further objection to that change? I don't see any. That amendment to the amendment passes. We're back to the original amendment. Is there any further discussion on that? Senator Myers.
Thank you. So, Senator Dodd-Meyer, I'm a little bit curious. In the original bill, have some language that, or in the original statute, says we have some language regarding just the regular fish, said, but not limited to, but then your amendment removes that language. I'm curious why.
Senator Myers, through the chair, I think it keeps the deletion of, but not limited to. Let me see here. But does not include.
Yes, what,
it wasn't intended to do that. So seafood means fin fish, shellfish, but including. You know, I have to admit, that's not something we asked Ledge Legal to do. So I don't know why the drafter did that. I mean, I guess from their perspective, including but not limited to have the same legal force. But I agree with you that isn't something that I was attempting to do in the amendment.
I'm going to call up Mr. Smith, call up the department and see if they have any comment on this.
I think that is what it is.
You can put yourself back on the record. Sorry to put you on the spot here. But
really need to say.
No problem. Thank you, Chair Willikowski. Just doing a quick parse on the original bill and the amendment. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Hughes.
I just want to make a comment. The word including always means you're not limiting it. I don't know, it needs to be called out. It might have just been a cleanup.
I think that's what happened.
That is very possible. Did you have
Senator
any, does the department have any comment?
That would be my read on this as well. Maybe just a cleanup. I think the sponsor's intent is, I think it's reflected in the wording of the amendment to just include those, but not including.
Looking
aquatic farm products.
Does the department have any objection to the way the language is as it stands in A.2 right now in the amendment?
As I'm reading it, excuse me, Senator Lukowski, Craig Smith, Communications Director for ASME, I am not, no, excuse me, I do not believe we do. I believe this achieves the policy called by the legislature to, and the original intent of the bill allowing ASME to promote mariculture products.
So to be clear, you support the amendment as it's currently written?
I believe it introduces a term much more commonly used in the industry, as well as references the aquatic farm product definition, which is already found in statute. So it achieves the intent of the bill, which is allow us to promote these type of products. Okay. Yes.
Is there any further discussion on it? Is there any? I will remove my objection. Is there any further objection to the amended to the amendment as amended? Okay. Seeing none, the amendment is passed. A.2. Okay. We'll now move on to public testimony on Senate Bill 131. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify? Please step forward. Put yourself on the record. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Robert Venables. I'm the Executive Director for Southeast Conference, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to the, in support of this motion. I won't take too long, but I will just want to make a couple things. From my perspective, the only negative feedback that I've heard are from those that project an assumption that there'll be an assessment on some of their livelihood and the products. My understanding is that's not what the intent of this is. This is a definition change that is very, very needed. Southeast Conference, as you may know, is the recipient and manager of the Build Back Better Regional Challenge on Mariculture, which you have a little brochure there that kind of gives an overview of some of the different things that we are moving forward to help stand up this industry. And I'm probably one of the very few, if not only, nonprofits that will come to testify that is actually bringing millions of dollars into the state. We've brought over $2 million into the Fish and Game Department, over $4 million into DEC for this century's testing lab equipment, over $5 million into the university system. So we're really investing into the infrastructure that will help support the industry. We have funds that can support marketing, but we have ASME, which is the gold standard for marketing worldwide, and they can't even mention our name, our products. So this cures that, and I really urge support to move this forward because we only have a year, year and a half left of funding to put into here, and so time is of an essence. So I would just urge your support to support this and move it forward. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? I don't see any. Thank you. Is there anyone else in the room wanting to testify? I don't see anyone. Is there anyone online wanting to testify? I don't see any.
Yes.
Oh, there is. There is
Jason Lessard, Mariculture.
Okay, we've got Jason Lessard, Executive Director of the Alaska Mariculture Alliance. Mr. Lessard, are you there? Could you put yourself on the record, please?
Indeed, thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Jason Lessard. I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Mariculture Alliance. The Alaska Mariculture Alliance, or AMA, was created based on a recommendation from the Alaska Mariculture Task Force in their final report to the government, or to the governor in 2021. And we're a nonprofit organization with a stated mission to develop a robust, sustainable mariculture industry for the long-term benefit of Alaska's economy, environment, and communities. Our membership is pretty broad in regards to the scope and representation throughout the industry. We have voting members and members that are shellfish and seaweed farmers and processors, hatchery operators, Alaska Native corporations and villages, regional economic development authorities, research institutions, state agencies, coastal communities, and on and on. The topic of ASME marketing mariculture products has been in discussion regarding mariculture since the task force was put together in 2016. It predates my organization, my time in the industry, and so on and so forth. But we've been discussing it quite robustly the past few years within our organization. Our board has engaged with the topic quite a bit. We've surveyed our membership. We've hosted a webinar for our membership and others with Jeremy Woodrow from ASME, which involved a robust Q&A afterwards. And if you'd like, it's up on our YouTube channel. You can watch and review that conversation at your leisure. Ultimately, though, our board decided that it was best to put the topic of ASME, support for ASME marketing mariculture products to a direct vote of our membership at our annual meeting this past February, and the motion passed with 87% of our voting membership supporting the following motion. The AMA supports potential changes to legislation to allow the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute to market mariculture products, and AMA's support includes the intent that each sector, shellfish and aquatic plants, would make their own participation decision. Now, as it stands right now, SB 131 falls within the scope of our motion and what we support. And we acknowledge that, you know, this is just a start, that there would be a lot more work needed down the road regarding how the relationship with the industry and ASME is defined, how an assessment might work, and so on and so forth. But this bill, as it stands right now, could have positive effect right away, kind of adding on to what Mr. Venables had shared from the perspective of the work that they're doing over at SEC. In that, this bill, by changing the definition, does allow ASME to do some work on mariculture products and marketing. And in this simple form as it stands right now, if it were to pass, it would allow for ASME to start receiving money to do that work right away. As again, as Mr. Venables had mentioned, there's substantial funding through the Build Back Better grant that could be put to use right away, as well as, you know, grant funding that could be accessed through USDA and so on and so forth. And so we see this as a positive force for the growth of this industry and all that it can do for Alaska, in particular our coastal communities these days. And just wanted to share our support for this particular iteration of this bill as it stands. AMA is in support of this, and we thank you for your time and attention to this and for hearing this bill.
All right, thank you for your testimony. Is there any questions for Mr. Lessard? Senator Myers, I have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Mr. Lessard, you said 87% voted in favor. Did anybody give it a reason for voting against?
Yeah, there is some difference of opinion, largely based on sector lines, right? You have shellfish industry, which is fairly well defined, particularly the oyster farmers in our state have been working for decades to grow their market. I think there's some feeling that an assessment on them right now with slim margins and continuing to grow is a bit much for what they feel is the value proposition. However, the seaweed side and aquatic vegetables, extremely new. It's a much higher lift and a longer road to get us there. And so there was a fair amount of support there. But, you know, I would say we didn't capture our vote. It was an anonymous vote, and so we didn't capture it based on what an individual standing was in the industry, but felt that this 87% was a wide enough margin for us to continue to pursue this. I hope that answers your question. It's more a sector thing. I think, you know, you may be hearing from other folks from ASGA or shellfish farmers for some of their perspective.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you for your testimony. I don't see anyone. Is there anyone else online? Is there anyone else in the room? I don't see anyone. With that, we'll close public testimony. Is there any further discussion on this bill from committee members? Yes, Senator Dunbar.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have in my notes here from our original presentation a planned amendment that I didn't bring, and I think it was because it proved not to be necessary, but it was adding – when we redefined to allow ASME to advertise mariculture products, I had comma, with the exception of any farmed finfish products. and I think I just want to put on the record and continue to build that public record that is not what we intend with this bill. I think ASME knows that. I think everyone knows that. There is no interest, I believe, amongst the Alaskan public to start advertising farmed finfish products, which, of course, are not legal in this state at this time, and I think will probably remain not legal in this state. So I just wanted to put that on the record. That is not what this bill is doing. This bill is allowing other mariculture products to go forward and be advertised and hopefully continue to grow in our state. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Dunbar. Any other comments? Any other discussion on the bill? Seeing none, look for the will of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to report Senate Bill 131, Work Order 34, GS1072/alpha, as amended, out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Legislative legal has the authority to make any technical and conforming changes.
And just note that is as amended with the amendment to the amendment.
Yeah, that was in my script too. I just missed it.
Okay.
As amended.
All right, seeing no objection. Is there any objection? Right, seeing none, Senate Bill 131 is moved from committee. I'd ask members to stay after to sign the transmittal paperwork. That concludes our meeting. Next meeting is Monday, May 5th at 3:30 p.m. On the agenda, Senate Bill 32, allowed costs in electric cooperates, and Senate Bill 180, LNG import facilities. The meeting is adjourned. It is 4:39 p.m.